40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Federal prosecutors are hoping the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman accused of leaking sensitive government documents will not be granted bail at a court hearing in Boston today. CBS's Catherine Herridge says they've released new information about Jack Teixeira overnight.
According to the 18-page memo, federal investigators found a gun locker at his mom's house outside Boston with a cache of weapons and tactical gear surrounding his bed. Prosecutors say 5 years ago, Teixeira was suspended from high school for talking about weapons, mentioning Molotov cocktails and guns at the school, and making racial threats. That behavior was flagged to local police when Teixeira applied to obtain a firearm.
Montana's first openly transgender lawmaker says she has no regrets after she was censured for the rest of the legislative session for telling colleagues they'd have blood on their hands if they banned gender-affirming care for young people. CBS's Carter Evans asked Zoe Zephyr,
"If you could do this over, would you do anything differently?"
"I am proud for standing up for my community, and I would never change standing up for my community and my constituents."
House Republicans have narrowly passed a debt ceiling package that would raise the limit in exchange for sweeping spending restrictions. Speaker Kevin McCarthy:
"The sad part here is now the Democrats need to do their job. The president can no longer ignore by not negotiating."
Mr. Biden's insisting on a no-strings-attached approach. The bill has no chance of being approved in the Senate. They're investigating the source of a deadly bacterial outbreak at a hospital in Seattle. A statement from Virginia Mason Medical Center says four patients, all located in different departments, died. The last known case was identified April 3rd. Yet another diabetes drug could be okayed for weight loss soon. Correspondent Cammie McCormick with an update on Mounjaro.
This drug called tirzepatide has been shown to help people with diabetes lose up to 16% of their body weight over 17 months, according to drug maker Eli Lilly, and even more if the patient doesn't have diabetes. The drug company is applying for fast-track approval. It could become one of the top-selling drugs ever.
Tucker Carlson's made his first public comment since he was fired at Fox this week. He posted a video to Twitter.
"One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country. Kind and decent people, people who really care about what's true."
Fired CNN host Don Lemon told a reporter at a Time 100 event last night he's looking forward to summer.
"Sitting on the beach."
S&P futures up 22. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The Mississippi River keeps rising in southwest Wisconsin. Some people are evacuating their homes. The river is swollen because of the rapidly melting snowpack further north. The National Weather Service says the big river should start to fall tomorrow. The river at La Crosse hit close to 16 feet yesterday. It's expected to slowly go down through the weekend. Republican state lawmakers are unveiling their shared revenue plan today. Shared revenue is the money the state sends to local governments. Their plans include a $100 million innovation fund to encourage sharing of services like police and fire protection. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calls it doing more with less. In sports, the Bucks are out of the playoffs after last night's Game 5 overtime loss to Miami. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Is your teenager anxious about their future? Would you like to see them take control with confidence and excitement? Contact Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, at sarahdeacon.com and give them the courage to face their next level in life. Sarah Deacon Coaching helps to process decisions, relationships, rejection, and everything else teenagers go through. And it's a judgment-free zone to learn and express themselves. Visit sarahdeacon.com for your free consultation. That's SARADEACON.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Win.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like,
solid.
Right on.
What's up, man? What's your name?
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl. How are you?
All right. You a basketball fan?
I am.
Did you see the game?
You know, after game four, I just saved myself the frustration and sat this one out.
So let me say this. Mike Budenholzer should be fired.
I agree.
And he should be fired immediately. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Did you ever play basketball, man?
I did in high school, yeah.
All right. So I played basketball, man. I played basketball for, I don't know, 30 years maybe. I played basketball for a long time, man. And so I know how the game is played. It's not golf where one guy, you know, does this thing by himself. It's not tennis where one guy does this thing by himself. You know, it's not tiddlywinks where one guy does things by himself. It is a team game, right?
Yep, that's
right. It is a team game where five guys work collectively as a team to overcome the other team. Giannis Antetokounmpo, it's time for the Bucks to trade him. Now you may say,
I don't know about that one, Earl.
Well, let me tell you why. You played the game. He doesn't know how to play basketball. All he does is rely on just him with the ball as a bowling ball trying to knock down bowling pins. He doesn't know how to play basketball. Nobody ever taught him. He didn't play college. He's been in the league now long enough that somebody should teach him that it's a team game. I don't care how talented you are. One guy is not going to beat five. And year after year after year, you know, Calvin, I've watched Giannis be a bowling ball. The other teams know what he's going to do. He's got the ball at the top of the key. He drops his head, and he takes on five guys. I haven't seen the development of Giannis. It's one of the reasons why Budenholzer should be fired. And I don't believe they lost to a team that was one of the worst teams in the entire playoff, and they got exposed. As I was watching the game again last night, I knew by halftime they could never beat Miami. Because Miami is a team. Would you agree to that?
I will agree with you that we weren't going to beat Miami. I am going to strongly disagree with your take on Giannis.
You think Giannis is
the best player in the NBA.
Listen, the best player in the NBA can't win a game. He can't win a championship with the mentality that I'm going to go and beat people 1-on-5. I told you, I played the game for what?
In game 4, Earl, Jrue Holiday went 1-for-12 from three-pointers and turned the ball over multiple times down the stretch.
That's that game. They lost 3 more games.
Giannis didn't play.
I know, but I watched Giannis. I've watched him since he came into the league. And I've watched teams set up walls in the paint. The problem, one of the major problems is Giannis shouldn't be the point guard. Your 7-footer shouldn't be having the ball, bringing it up the court, and at the top of the key, trying to create. That's the way Budenholzer has set it up. Instead of Giannis getting to a position somewhere off the key where a 7-footer should be, he's the guy creating. And that just does not work, man. It may work. Again, they lost to a number 18. It has rarely happened. And they were embarrassed. And yes, I didn't say Giannis wasn't a great player. I said they're not going to win any more championships with things the way they are. And I'll tell you something. There's a reason why you have a point guard, a guard, a power forward, a small forward, and a center. It's been that way since Naismith developed and created basketball. Not a 7-foot point guard. Man, I'm looking at the successful teams. And, yeah, you can respond. I'm looking at the successful teams. They've got the small whippet point guards who have the ball, who create shots and opportunities for their teammates. That's a team, man. Team is not a 7-foot guy bringing the ball up the court, turning it over. You talked about Jrue Holiday, man. Count the turnovers Giannis has.
I'll check the box score out, but I'm pretty sure if you look throughout the series, Jrue Holiday had just as many, if not more, turnovers than Giannis.
I will say this to you. Jrue Holiday is not a point guard. The Bucks don't have the only point guard they have is Carter. Jrue Holiday is not the kind of NBA point guard, quick guy, who can handle the ball, who can create, who can drive, and can get the ball in the backcourt and speed up the court, man, and create havoc. I told him I've watched basketball almost my entire life, and I played it. I know how it's played. And yeah, they created this new position with Giannis, but it's not working. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Budenholzer should be fired immediately. Because again, he can't coach. Let's go to David from Mequon. Hey, good morning, David. What's happening?
Good morning, Earl. I hate to say it, we're wasting Giannis.
What do you mean wasting Giannis?
Talent ability. Well, we need point guards. And I don't understand why Bud, I'll be honest with you, Carter didn't play at all.
I know.
In last night's game and the game before. And Middleton, as much as I love Middleton, you're right.
He had a horrible series, man.
He had a horrible series because he was playing, like 40-some-odd minutes. He needs, the rotation. What got the Bucks the top number one record in the NBA they rotated players. They're an older team.
Yes, when you shorten
the amount of players that you're using, which he did, I mean, it was, I mean, you could see that they were tired. I mean, at the very end, they were just running out of gas. When you're only hitting three field goals in the fourth quarter, you need to, there's no reason why Beauchamp, your first round pick, can't get a few minutes in the game. Get some young blood in there. Miami, now granted, Butler is an exceptional player. He's older, but Miami, you know, they would rotate players in and out of there. And the Bucks, we were just not doing, I don't know why Bud was not doing that. David, it doesn't make any sense.
Miami may win one game the next series. Whoever they play, I'm predicting it right now. They may win one game, even with Butler, but with the Bucks, the Bucks were exposed, and it's not the first time, man, that Mike Budenholzer has been exposed as a guy who can't coach.
Yep,
I think the biggest thing that was exposed was he can't coach. Defense. Our defensive rotations are awful.
They're old guys.
Awful.
I'm just saying, Brook Lopez is the most overrated defender in the league. He can't move out of the paint. He has no mobility. Joe Ingles might as well not be playing defense. And Miami's the 26th worst three-point shooting team in the league, and we let them shoot 50% the series. That is piss poor defense.
Several different things, Calvin. Again, Budenholzer can't coach. And you know, we can talk about Giannis, the great Giannis. And, you know, he's got to learn how to play basketball. He's got to understand.
Hit free throws.
And hit free throws. Free throws cost him the game again. Because of Giannis not being able to shoot free throws. I don't know. Check it out, Calvin. I don't know how many free throws he missed. But they lost by two.
I think it was under 50% last night.
Right, and he might have took over 20 free throws. So
he did. I know that for sure.
So the point, again, is he doesn't know how to play. What he is a reactionary player who relies solely on his athletic ability. He doesn't understand the game. And nobody's taking the time to teach him the game because they rely solely on his athletic ability. You can get away with that in some areas, but you can't get away with that in the NBA, not to win championships, because the guys already know. Watch what happens when Giannis has the ball. There's a zone. Five guys are always in the paint, and they know Giannis is coming. And what does Giannis do? Puts his head down, spins.
He's like a boy in a China shop.
That's right. That's what he is, man. He bounces off of people, and then because he's solely relying on his athletic ability, not his aptitude. He has no aptitude for the game. Thank you, Dave. You got to go to a break. Vincent, I'll come to you, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Want instant respect when you tell people what you do for a living? Want to turn heads for the project you helped build? Want a thrilling career? Want to make some big bucks? Be a cowboy of the sky. You'll get the best wages in the business, full family insurance, and two retirement plans on top of those great paychecks. There's more. Be proud and happy to go to work again. Contact Ironworkers Local 8 at 414-476-9372. 414-476-9372 or visit IWL8.org.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 62 today, under mainly sunny skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows level off around 40. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs level off around 61. Chance for scattered showers, Saturday and Sunday 54, Saturday 47, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yeah, the Bucks should fire Mike Budenholzer, and after watching, and it's not just from this year. It's from the last several years that I've watched him. He can't coach. Let's go to Vincent from Lannan. Hey, Vincent, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl, good morning. Good morning. I kind of disagree with you. The fact is, I don't think a team can win 50-plus games in the season and have the kind of season that Brooke Lopez and Giannis and Drew had this year and say that they're not a team. I think they're a decent team, but I think the fact is the last two games they choked. But the way they won those 50 games, is by using their bench. And it seems like that Budenholzer decides when he gets to the playoffs, he's not going to use bench. The fact is, why did you pick up Jay Crowder or Carter if you're not going to use them in the game? The fact is that when you have your starters looking like they don't have any legs in the fourth quarter, the fact is you go to your bench and try to get somebody to come in and maybe give some energy to the game. And Budenholzer in the last two games just refused to put his bench out there. And so I think it's horrible coaching. I think they choked the lad. Yesterday they just choked. They just seemed like they were discombobulated, and you don't have a coach to kind of bring them together and say, listen, these are the plays we're going to run and maybe run some plays that hopefully can score.
First off, it's good to hear from you.
You too as well.
Here's what I'm saying, man. Okay, you said they choked the last game. They also choked the game before that. It's not just choking. They got defeated. They got beat flat out. And again, coaching plays a role in. You asked why didn't they run plays. They don't have any plays. I played the game. I've watched the games, the game. And you can't, when you've got Giannis with the ball at the top of the key all the time, what is that, man? You know, that may have worked some, but during the playoffs, that's not working. And so you're right that they brought in Jay Crowder, never gave him an opportunity. Clearly, you know, all of them from Middleton, from Holiday. The way Budenholzer coaches is the guy with the ball dribbles around to see if he can get an open shot. If he can't get an open shot, he's used up so much time on the clock trying to get an open shot. Calvin was right that Jrue Holiday had trouble trying to score, because that's what he's been doing all year, dribbling around until he can get a shot, as opposed to pick and rolls, as opposed to screens, as opposed to playing the game of basketball like all the other teams do. The Bucks don't do that. They've got great talented one-on-one players, but one-on-one players aren't going to beat teams too often, man.
But Jrue Holiday had a career year this year. He had one of his best years this year.
We're talking about the playoffs, Vincent.
I understand the playoffs, but the point is that you should have a coach that understands that you're now in the playoffs. The fact is that now in the playoffs, and certainly you have to play things differently. But the point is that what you have to do, what got you there, and what got you there is having guys come off the bench and spell these guys who are older. The fact is, Giannis didn't have any legs in the fourth quarter of the last two games. And Middleton didn't have any legs. He couldn't even get up to shoot a three. The fact is, you have to spell these guys and bring in these bench players who you say were the best bench we've had in years, and allow them to come in and play. And Budenholzer goes back to his whatever he does. He goes back to the thing, well, I'm not going to play these guys. And I think that was the deficit, but it was an epic choke last night.
Well, so listen, man.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched the same thing that you and Calvin have watched all these years with Budenholzer. And I'm a basketball fan, so I've watched the stuff closely. And I am, not a guy who's speaking from a guy who doesn't understand the game of basketball. The game of basketball. And Miami played the game of basketball. The Bucks did not. And the Bucks play too much one-on-one. That's the way they're situated. Jrue, and like you said, he had his best career. But, man, when it comes down to it and you're dribbling into four or five guys trying to find your shot, that's a difficult thing, man. And then, and then the other thing is, we've got everybody around shooting threes. And that's our game. Giannis with the bowling ball, the bull in the china shop, to soften him up. And if he can't get it in with those five guys around him, kick it back out to the guys to shoot the three. That's the Bucks' offense.
But that offense got them their 50-plus games, Earl. It got them their 50-plus games, got them their number one seed. That's what they got. So obviously they're going to play like that. But the point is, you need to have a coach to adjust, and Budenholzer never adjusted.
Hey, Vincent, man, good hearing from you again, my friend.
All right, brother.
All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News special report. The government is just out with an important gauge of the economy year to date. First quarter gross domestic product increased 1.1% from January through March. That's significantly lower than the 2.6% at the end of 2022. Driving those new numbers, consumer spending, exports, government spending, offset by service sector. CBS's Chanel Call says recent troubles in the banking industry haven't helped.
First Republic Bank's stock price plummeted for a second day yesterday, following Monday's disclosure that depositors withdrew more than $100 billion during last month's crisis. The New York Stock Exchange halted trading in the stock more than a dozen times yesterday as shares plunged nearly 30%.
Again, first quarter gross domestic product increased 1.1%. CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. A bipartisan bill in the Wisconsin legislature would make it easier for people to recover legal fees if they sue a government agency for access to public records. Last summer, the state Supreme Court ruled that legal fees could only be recovered if the suit resulted in a court judgment, but not if the documents were released voluntarily during the process. The proposal allows the recovery of fees even without a final court order. Many Wisconsin families continue struggling to make ends meet. WSAW-TV says a report from the United Way of Marathon County finds more than one-third of Wisconsinites are having a tough time affording housing, food, transportation, childcare, and internet access. The majority are employed full-time and living above the federal poverty level, but below Wisconsin's basic cost of living. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable health care without judgment. And everyone deserves a health care provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive health care services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I listen, I've been talking about this for some time, and now the doomsday scenarios are in. And the city of Milwaukee is facing a $150 million budget gap next year. Now, I don't care what anybody says. $150 million budget gap you can't close by cutting. Well, why don't we cut some garbage deliveries? Yeah, well, why don't we cut the people who plant the flowers? Well, why don't we cut this and why don't we cut that? You're not going to cut a $150 million budget deficit. Here's what has happened, and I've watched this, you know, over the last 15, 20 years. I've watched the state legislature and the Republican Party do this intentionally by cutting shared revenue. They didn't just do it to the city of Milwaukee. They've done it to many other areas all over the state, but especially to Milwaukee. This has been an ongoing master plan by the Republican Party to destroy the city of Milwaukee. Let me try to put in perspective what we're talking about with the $150 million budget deficit for the city. Imagine in the city where you live, a 25% cut in the police department. I don't care what city you live in. Imagine a 25% cut in law enforcement. A 20% cut in the fire department where you live. Milwaukee's the biggest city in the entire state. There's no way it can function with a 25% cut in law enforcement. Now, you can't beat the state legislators talking about the crime in Milwaukee, talking about the fact that they law enforcement. We need law enforcement, and Milwaukee doesn't want to hire law enforcement. What the hell are you talking about? Part of the reason why we're faced with this tremendous deficit is the pensions of police and fire, who have not paid their 7% share into their pensions like everybody else did. Like anybody else who worked for the city, they had to pay their own percentage of their pensions. Not police and fire over the years. Why? Because the Republican-led legislature, people who did not live in the city of Milwaukee, exempted them, police and fire, the highest paid of any of the public works workers in our city, were able to get away without paying their fair share. And now the rest of us taxpayers have to make that up. Again, because of what took place over the last 15, 20 years, done intentionally by the Republican Party to work to destroy the city of Milwaukee. Now, former Mayor Tom Barrett, former county executive Chris Abley, knew this day was coming. They knew it was coming. And part of the reason that they got out of Dodge was they've been trying to have discussions with the state legislature, including Robin Voss and Scott Walker at the time, to, hey, we've got to address this. This is going to happen. And they got no support at all from the Republican-led legislature at all, because of politics. And now that this is upon us, and what could lead to the total destruction of the largest city in the state of Wisconsin and the economic engine, you know, this is on the backs of people who don't even live in the city. They've created this environment. And they know they did this. Our phone lines are open at 844 847-967-2789. 844-967-2789. So now, County Executive Chris Abley, who saw this coming, knew the county was going to go broke, who went up to Madison and tried to appeal to the legislature in Madison about what was coming. He realized they weren't going to do anything about it. He got out of Dodge. So the county executive now is a young 36-year-old young man that I know well, who's in a no-win situation. There's nothing that can be cut on the county level. Nothing. It's bare bones. And so now the mayor, another 36-year-old young man that I know, doing all that he can do. But there's nothing that he can do to overcome a $150 million budget deficit that has been put in motion by the Republican Party. Listen, I said it before. I'm a property owner in Milwaukee. I'm a taxpayer. When you took away shared revenue intentionally, when you would not allow a 1 cent sales tax, which has happened all over this nation, to every city like Milwaukee in this nation, they've been allowed to raise a 1 cent sales tax. I don't care where it is. All the cities comparable to Milwaukee have been given that tool, except for here in the state of Wisconsin. No. Republicans have chosen not to do it. Why? 1 cent. The impact that would have on leveling the playing field and paying these pensions of police and fire that, again, were able to walk and not pay their fair share. You know, that's what's at the root of this. So you hear people say, well, the city of Milwaukee, they don't know what to do with money. They've made all sorts of mistakes. No, that's not what it is. Those of us who are in the know. And yet, here we are at the 12th hour. Because many of us have been talking about this. We knew this day had been coming for a long time. We have been saying to the state, hey, man, this is a train wreck. It's coming. What are you going to do? Are you going to allow the largest city in the state of Wisconsin, the economic engine of the state? I don't care what anybody says in any other part of the state, Madison, wherever it is, the economic engine of this state is the city of Milwaukee. And you can deny that, or you can stick your head in the sand if you want to. And if the city of Milwaukee goes under, you can imagine what's going to happen to the cities where you live. It's just the truth. And yet we've got Republicans who now, and I hope this is the case, who now realize this is real. Because finally, Robin Voss is now starting to have some listening sessions. After all of these years, you've been told time and time again what was going to happen. And now you wait to the 12th hour. And now, well, let's hear what people have to say. You should have listened long ago if you didn't have a plan to help destroy the city of Milwaukee and the people who live in it. That's where we are. It's one of the reasons why I have such a difficult time with Republicans. Because they created this. And then, again, because it was the Republicans of the state of Wisconsin that did not allow and took away the police and fire. Look, they destroy unions everywhere. Teachers' unions, you know, all these other unions, Republicans destroy. But police and fire. They showed the hypocrisy of who they are. Well, we're anti-union. We don't like unions. Unions are for lazy people. I remember the conversations. They're for people who can't fend for themselves, except for police and fire. Okay. And so because you protected police and fire, who didn't pay their fair share, and who were allowed to move outside of the city. Listen, man, there had been for over 100 years in the city of Milwaukee that if you worked in the city, you had to live in the city. And that worked all of those decades until a few years ago that the Republican Party decided that they would stick their nose somewhere it didn't belong. Well, we think police should be able to live wherever they want to live and fire should be able to live wherever they want to live. Nobody ever said people couldn't live where they wanted to live. The issue was you couldn't live wherever you wanted to live and take the job in the city because the job didn't belong to an individual. If you're a policeman in the city of Milwaukee, that's not your job. It belongs to the taxpayers. And so if you want to live in a different county, in a different city, then fine. You can do that. You just don't take the taxpayer's job with you. And yes, the job belongs to the taxpayers. You know how I know? Because any police or fire or educator, when they retire, the job is still there. So it's not your job. You know, if you live in Waukesha and you want to be a fireman, then be a fireman in Waukesha. You want to be a policeman in Waukesha. But in Milwaukee, then you should live in Milwaukee. And that's the way it was for 100 years until the Republicans stepped up and put us in the situation we're in now. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Tom and Bill, you know, you can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. I'm lathered up now. You can join us. We'll be right back.
Settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 62 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 40 tonight, mainly clear. High temperatures reach up to 61. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temps a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 40s to the mid-50s. Showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yes, Milwaukee is facing a $150 million budget gap. There's doomsday scenarios all over. And I do know for the last 10 years, the mayors of the city, the county executives, of Milwaukee, have asked for a 1 cent sales tax, the right to raise their own revenue. And that has happened all over the nation, cities comparable to Milwaukee, and their legislatures have said yes, by all means. The state of Wisconsin said absolutely not. We're not going to let you raise your own revenue. All this stuff has been done intentionally. So let's go to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Say, Earl, I heard you said you were lathered up. Well, so was I. I happened to listen to Kevin McCarthy this morning, and he knows who needs to take the cuts other than him.
Right.
He knows should not have to get loans. He knows that people who don't work have to work. Who the blank is he? He is the guy who has to lead by example. Either take some cuts in your personal job. You recommend that all your legislators take a cut to lead by example. If you can't lead by example, stop this nonsense. Oh, the American people want this. You're insulting our intelligence by your lying. You're just insulting us. And the stranglehold that the Republicans have on the state of Wisconsin, Earl, if you ever get Robin Voss or some of those other clowns to come on your show,
I've reached out to him, man. Not going to happen.
I know, but that's the point. You got to tell Gary and CJ, tell these guys to come and debate. What are they so afraid of? You know what they're afraid of, Earl? They're afraid of the truth. Hey, Earl, have a good day.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Yes, well, the thing is, they'll never defeat the truth. And so it's the same thing as you stated with Kevin McCarthy. You know, he came in, he did all his woofing, and the Republican Party, they've got control of the Congress now, and they're going to do all these great things when they come in. They're going to change. They're going to bring pressure. They're not going to do anything. It's not going to get anything done. Nothing. And the debt ceiling, for the first time in many years, the government's going to be shut down because there's no way with what they put in what the Republicans want that Chuck Schumer and the Senate is ever going to say yay. So this is another burden that we're looking at that we're going to have to deal with that's going to be coming. Thank you very much for the call, Bill. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, especially if we get money out of politics and restore government back to we the people. Second, I am honored to follow a great man like Bill because he is intelligent and wise. So,
yeah,
Bill,
he
thank
is.
You every day
he
for
is.
Your,
he is.
Your responses.
And has courage.
Gun safety.
And has courage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Republicans are the biggest hypocrites on the planet. One, you got the complete video of Scott Walker telling him that his plan is to divide and conquer the state of Wisconsin. That sounds like a good plan, people. Wake up. They said it very, very simply right there. Number two, you have a do-nothing Congress in Wisconsin. They take a year off of work, and they expect to get paid on their stuff, but they are the laziest. I think when Tim Michaels was talking about lazy people in Wisconsin, he should have been pointing the finger at those Congress people that haven't shown up for a year. I'd like to see you have Chris Larson on the show even more so he can actually.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. I'll reach back out to Senator Larson.
Number three, I thought Republicans were for local control. That's their whole mantra is local control, local control. Well, you know what? Having the police closest to where government is would be the idea, I would think, if you're a Republican. So if you're a Republican and you think that local government is the best way to go, then why would you not have police people that live in the communities that they are running that part of the government, being a part of the community? And, you know, and last, yes, if Milwaukee wants to raise a sales tax and that's something that they want to do 1 cent, then you know what? Let them do it. Either that or take that money that you got from the federal government that you keep giving to us here in California and other places in that surplus and go ahead and take care of the largest state or largest city in Wisconsin.
So, Tom.
It just does not make sense.
So, Tom, I remember, and that's part of being an older guy, is you remember things. I remember when then Governor Tommy Thompson said, stick it to Milwaukee. He said that publicly. And the Republicans have been doing that ever since former Governor Tommy Thompson, the Republican, was overheard saying, stick it to Milwaukee. And so that's what they've done. Stick it to Milwaukee.
And you want to know what's really sad, Earl? What's really sad is that I grew up, like I said, in the northwestern part of Wisconsin, in a small rural town of 2,000. And you know what? We are taught, I think, at a very young age to think Milwaukee is like Chicago. It's not even a part of Wisconsin. It's almost like, oh, yeah, Milwaukee, it's far away. We don't really think about them. And that is the engine of the whole state of Wisconsin.
So
people need to be more aware of that in the rural areas, that if you don't have Milwaukee and you don't have that city running properly, the rest of the state is going to suffer.
So, Tom, yesterday.
So stop dividing and conquering even the state of Wisconsin.
Yesterday, I was invited to appear on one of our sister stations in Wausau. And so I had a great conversation with the host of the radio station in Wausau. And we talked about just what that is, how the people in Wausau knew nothing about Milwaukee, as they do all across the state. And yet Milwaukee is blamed for a lot of different things that people just don't know about. Tom, I wish you had more time. Thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Time's of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoyed by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.